Good morning again to our officials from the department, the shareholder, and also our guests from Alexco, the officials of Alexco, and the board members. I take this opportunity to welcome you all on this day, a beautiful weather in Cape Town. There are a lot of events happening around the country today, and I hope we won't be distracted by what is happening outside, though we know some of us, our hearts are out there. But let's try our best to can concentrate on what we are supposed to do this morning. Without wasting much time, I will request Sam to give us apologies.
Good morning, members. The apologies we received is from Mr. Seli. He's not sitting well today. And Mr. Singh will be leading for the Chibu's Forum at about 10 o'clock. And Mr. Kwang was also attending the Chibu's Forum.
Any other apologies? Can we request the Alexco to indicate if there are any apologies from their side?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. We have an apology from our acting CEO. He's got a bereavement. His dad passed on about 2 days ago.
Condolences to our CEO. Any other apology from your side? Nothing? Okay. Can we now start with the meeting? We will request the chair to take us through the presentation of Alexco.
Good morning to you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. I will take you through the presentation and then take questions thereafter. This is the briefing by the Alexco Board to the Portfolio Committee on the Public Enterprise on its annual report and the general feedback of the...
Excuse me, Chair, are you going to do the presentation?
Yes.
Okay. Honourable members, the presentation is supposed to be done by the officials, isn't it? And then the apology is from the CEO. Where are the other executives of Alexco?
We had a resignation of the CFO, so we are still trying to replace the CFO, and the COO is the only one holding thought at the office currently.
Honourable members, here we are. The COO. Honourable Standard.
Madam Chair, I think we need to get clarity in terms of when the resignation happened and what the reasons that were tendered for the resignation. I have a further concern that if this is a recent development, who is qualified to report on the finances? The CFO would have been intimately involved in all of the matters regarding the annual report. And as the CEO, very unfortunately, isn't here because of his bereavement, and the committee absolutely sends our condolences to him and his family, as the chair indicated. But we also need to ensure that whoever is presenting the annual report is as qualified to do so as the CFO or the CEO would have been.
Honorable Luyenge and Honorable Singh, Honorable Ranta, you'll follow.
I'm covered, Chair, because I just wanted maybe to get more clarity from the chairperson. Maybe the chairperson will start there on her overview, because usually chairperson present the overview of the organization. which I believe it should also take care of the concerns as raised.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning, everybody. No, it's quite regrettable, and we want to also offer our condolences to the CEO and his family on the passing away of his dad. You know, it must be quite traumatic for the family. But I think, Chair, when we invite the entities to present reports, there are a number of questions that would follow. And I know we've got two colleagues here from Alex, but I don't know what they haven't told us in what capacity they are here, the CFO or whatever, and we've got the department here as well. And maybe after we hear who they are and whether they would be in a position to answer all the questions. And we are why we were not informed timeously, because it would seem the Secretariat and yourself were not made aware of this. I don't know if there's any point in questioning them. Or for the BRRR, we indicate, you know, that Alex Coe were not well represented because of 1, 2, 3, and we schedule another engagement with them. I'd also like to know from the department whether they were informed of these resignations, and if so, when. And, you know, if they were informed a week or so ago, why did not bring it to the attention of yourself as chair of the committee?
Honourable Rantu?
Chair, I think I share the same sentiments, because I think if the resignation has happened yesterday, it would have been very difficult for them maybe to inform or have somebody to stand in for the CFO to come in and present in here, or a person that would stand in. But I would want to hear from the shareholder. What is their view on this, and when did they receive the resignation of the executive member, so that we deal with it. Chairperson, it becomes a norm that the entities use the chairperson of the board to present to present to the portfolio committee, and it is not acceptable. We cannot accept that. The chairperson is there to give us a political overview or an overview of the, and then the people who need to give us details of the presentation are supposed to be the executive, because they are the ones that are hands on with the work on the ground, which I think is going to be very much unfair to her to give us a presentation. I think the shareholder must give us their side of this story. Thank you, Chair. And their understanding.
Thank you, Honourable Kwankwa. Welcome. I think it's very awkward what we see here this morning, because even if the CEO is not here, the CFO has resigned, but the CEO. COO, supposed to be here, and he cannot be in the office of administrators. Where are the secretaries and the administrators in the office? He cannot be in the office when Parliament is expecting them to come and do some report, in particular on this very important issues of the annual report and their finances. So we don't understand why is he in the office. Maybe the shareholder can... Before you, Chair, maybe let's just allow the CEO to give us the state of affairs in Alex Coe.
Good morning, Chair. Let me just speak to the issue of the resignation, as well as the executive presence here in this meeting. We became aware I think it was late August that the CFO has indeed resigned, which is quite unfortunate, we must add, because she had not been there for that long. And that resignation, her employment came to an end of September. We understand that there is someone who is acting in that role currently. Yeah? not yet. Oh, the, but there is a financial person in the business. There is a financial person in the business. We only became aware, I must add, this morning that the executive are not going to, because we're expecting that the COO will be here indeed. So it's quite unfortunate that we are in this position, because I agree with the sentiments that have been expressed that the executives should be here, because they are responsible for the day-to-day running of the business, to speak to the issues. So that's unfortunately the situation that we find ourselves with this morning. With regard to the to the state of the business, I think the issue of Alexco and its capacity has been dealt with by the portfolio for quite some time. The fact is the head office has been structured to look at the coal opportunities going forward. As we are all aware, that the one asset that Alexco had, which is the mine in the Rechtersveld, is now co-owned with the community there. So there's a management team that is responsible for that particular asset. And we have the CEO of that entity sitting here next to me. But as for, as a result, Alexco sustainability is going to be dependent on it being able to generate income from either through further acquisition of in the diamond space or in the coal space, as they have they've identified. Unfortunately, that strategy has not unfolded as we had expected, and the result was that financially, the additional people that they had in the office were costing them more than the money that they were bringing in. So therefore, the restructuring that was done to reduce the number of people at the office. I guess when incidents like what we have had, where the CEO has a family emergency and the CFO resigns, and you find yourself in a thin position that they are in now. But I would like to think that the board is probably better positioned to talk to those issues. But that's really just our impression from the distance.
Jefferson?
Thanks, Honourable Chair. Honourable Chair and Honourable Members, I would like to just put before everyone that the business of Alexco is the PSJV, and which is Alexco holds 51% of the minerals at the Namakwa land, and the mining and everything else happens at the PSJV. The PSJV has a living structure which operates the business of this PSJV. At the Alexco head office, we had a number of individuals which eventually we had to offer voluntary service packages to, because they were appointed before the coal was implemented. So we then said, because the business happens at the mine, let's have a lean structure at the head office. Hence, we are only left with three executives, including the CFO, and then junior. So we've got five individuals at the head office level. So with the bereavement of the CEO's death and the resignation of the CFO, we are only left with three people at the head office. We could not have brought the financial manager to come and do this presentation because he's also new in the organization. Hence, we then said, let us invite the CEO of what the business is about to come in here. Hence, we are here with Mervin Customs. And then I'm also here with Trevor Hasbrook, who sits in the Audit and Risk Committee. And yeah, we were hoping we would be able to respond to the questions that will be presented before us. And we apologize for whatever has happened. We would not have seen that there's going to be this unfortunate situation as far as the CEO is concerned.
Honourable Stander and Honourable Gomo.
Enkosi Sihlalo. first of all, I think it is unacceptable that at least you, as the chairperson of the committee, were not informed about the resignation of the CFO, especially if this was known by the entity as early as August. We are in October now. Secondly, this is an annual report which touches on more issues than just the PSVJ. And if they were only going to present mainly on the PSVJ, then we need to have representatives from the PSVJ. I'm talking about community members, because I am very well aware that there are two different sides of the story, from Alex Kaur's side and from the community side. Madam Chair, I'd like to propose that we excuse Alex Kaur for today, and that they need to come back prepared with competent people who will, as well as if the PSVJ is an important part, but we need to have members of the community here as well, so we can get a full story. I don't believe that we will be able to adequately interrogate the annual report today.
Honourable Thunder has just taken the words out of my mouth, Chair. Yeah, there's an issue about making sure that we put emphasis on the fact that these departments or entities must take Parliament seriously. Yes, ma'am, we accept your apology, but I don't think we can engage you today on the basis of what is on the agenda. So, I bulele apology, but it's in good to go to the work corners. Anybody, when you're ready to engage us and when you're ready to take us seriously as this portfolio committee. Thank you.
Honourable members, I think we need to excuse Alesco, because as I indicated, annual reports and financials are very critical to this committee. That's where we exercise our oversight on what has been done annually. And if we are not able to get people who are at work on daily basis on this, we can't even allow the chair to make presentation, because we don't want to compromise you. You might not be able to answer certain things. We are still going to request House Chair to allow us to do oversight at ALESCO. And if we succeed, you will get the annual report and financials when we come to do the oversight. If we don't succeed, because we have been requesting to come several times and we are not able to come, if we don't succeed, then we'll have to call you again so that we can get a proper briefing on your APP and the financials. If this is what we agree upon, honourable members, allow me to request them to leave so that we proceed with other business of the committee. And again, I must register my disappointment once more on the shareholders' part, because I don't think really you are doing justice to this committee. There are issues at ALESCO we only discovered when we meet with you here. So we register our strong protest that shareholder is not really doing its work as far as ALESCO is concerned and other entities. Thank you very much. We will remain as committee and deal with other issues.
Yeah.